And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
There are a lot of reasons to be encouraged lately by the way so many establishment voices, from former President Bush to the U.S. military to NASCAR, have spoken up about the need to combat racism and white supremacy in America. That said, there's a lot more to making real progress in such an effort than merely supporting the right to protest, stopping abusive law enforcement tactics, and removing symbols of hatred. As Bishop William Barber, the founder of the Moral Mondays movement, recently observed, America won't be truly serious about addressing racism until it undertakes a systematic overhaul of public policies in areas like access to health care, voting rights, and wages and income, in which people of color have been repeatedly, intentionally, and disproportionately disadvantaged. When black and brown people have complete and unfettered access to essentials of modern life like health care, voting rights, and a living wage, Barber said, that's when the nation can claim to be making real progress in ending white supremacy and systemic racism. Until then, all of us still have a lot of work to do. Frenzy Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.